On November 14, 2012, six individuals were beaten and arrested across the street from the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, where the ex-president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, was speaking. Several others were also violently attacked by the Pasadena police, including an 11-year-old child. Six people arrested that day are facing serious charges and are currently in pretrial hearings. A few weeks ago, we met up in Oakland with some members of the Foxy Six defense team from Los Angeles to hear about what happened that day and to learn about their case. But before we play the interview, we want to read to you the Foxy Six defense team's statement of facts from their website, foxysix.tumblr.com. In the fall of 2012, supporters of the indigenous communities affiliated with the Zapatista movement in Chiapas, Mexico, released a worldwide call to action in support of the autonomous communities. Paramilitary groups, long protected by the Mexican government, had once again launched violent attacks against the Zapatista peasant farmers, displacing entire communities from their collectively farmed lands. The struggle of the Zapatista-based communities to defend their dignity, culture, and right to autonomy as indigenous peoples has served as an inspiration to people throughout the world. When the call for solidarity, or worldwide echo in support of the Zapatistas, was issued, it drew the attention of many activists from around Southern California. The worldwide echo asked supporters to call upon representatives of the Mexican government to end the violence against the indigenous communities of Chiapas. In response, the activists in Los Angeles planned two actions. One was firing a speech by former Mexican President Vicente Fox, and the second was a gathering at MacArthur Park near the Mexican consulate in Los Angeles. On Wednesday, November 14th, about 30 people gathered to demonstrate outside of the speech of former Mexican President Vicente Fox at the Pasadena Civic Center. The demonstrators distributed flyers detailing President Fox's role in perpetuating violence against the indigenous peoples of Mexico. While Vicente Fox had vowed to implement the San Andres Peace Accords, respecting the rights of indigenous communities, he instead gutted those agreements and dramatically escalated military presence in the indigenous communities. Most tragically, Mr. Fox protected those responsible for the massacre of 45 Christian pacifists, mostly women and children, who had supported the Zapatistas' calls for justice in the town of Acteal. Unfortunately, the Pasadena police did not seem to value the demonstrators' right to speak freely on this topic. Of those protesting for an end to violence against indigenous Zapatista communities, six demonstrators were arrested. Four of those are facing multiple felony charges, while two have misdemeanor charges. All are currently fighting the unjust charges together, united in continuing their struggle for justice wherever it takes them. One of those arrested was held in jail for 2 months on a $100,000 bail before being bailed out, and money is currently being raised to meet the continuing payments for his bail, as well as for the costs of legal representation. The Foxy Six Bail and Legal Defense Fund's WePay page can be found on their website, Foxy Six, that's foxysix.tumblr.com. Now we'll hear some voices of the members of the Foxy Six defense team.
We're here in Oakland at the Holdout Social Center, and we're here with folks from the Foxy Six defense effort. And we wanted to start out our interview for Radio Autonomía, hearing a little bit about what the Foxy Six is. Who are the Foxy Six? What is this case about? And yeah, just the general history.
The Foxy Six were the six individuals who were arrested during the November 14th outreach action in Pasadena. And it was a response to the worldwide echo in support of the Zapatistas, where we did a solidarity action. We were actually planning for the 17th, which was a weekend, and we were going to go to a park and feed the people in the community and like do teach-ins and just share the struggles of the Zapatismo. And we had free markets and we just wanted to connect with the community. And during the planning of this action, we found out that the ex-president Vicente Fox was going to be in town speaking at a distinguished speaker series in Pasadena. And so we thought it'd be interesting to go out there and like outreach. And when we got there, the people They immediately targeted us as protesters. They knew we were going to be there, and so they told us that we couldn't be there. And since it was right in front of the auditorium, people still had to go through. They were selectively enforcing this. Like, if you look like a protester, you have to go across the street. You can't be here. But like, if you look, you know, like if you're white skinned or like you look like you have money to go to this, like you can be allowed through. And so we were targeted from the front and from the beginning, and we went across the street. We passed out information, literature on Vicente Fox and Zapatista struggle, and we were chanting. There was about 20 or 30 of us. And as soon as the people went inside to hear the speak, They came, they first like accidentally allowed like a white skinned woman who were part of the demonstration walk through, and when her comrades who were walking with her tried to go, they stopped them, and like that's when they arrested her, and like they followed us across the street and just started attacking people at random. It was a police officer that looked like the police officer from The Terminator just started hitting people with batons, and other police officers, and there was an 11-year-old child who was like also hit in the face, as well as like a pregnant woman in the crowd, and they just indiscriminately. And so and in the process they arrested 6 individuals. And 4 of them are being held on, are facing multiple felony charges. 2 of them are facing 2 misdemeanor charges. And one of the comrade, Alex, was held in jail for over 6 weeks with a $100,000 bail. And so, yeah, we finally were able to, like, find the good bondsman and, like, come up and bail him out. So now we're working on the defense team is working on collecting funds and getting legal support to fight the charges.
So all of this happened because a group of protesters were across the street from the theater, from the auditorium, passing out information and chanting. This was what provoked this police response.
Yeah.
I guess provoked is the wrong word because it sounds like there was no provocation. But this is what was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they already knew we were going to be there.
Yeah.
So that's why they got the sidewalk. They bought off the sidewalk for the night. And they told us as soon as we got there, we didn't even start doing anything. And they knew it was only about 4 of us who got there. And they, like 2 or 3 plainclothes officers came and told us that we can't be there and that we need to move across the street. So like they were already expecting our presence, and they wanted to respond and just like shut us down. Which is also interesting because like we haven't organized a lot in Pasadena, and I felt like they wanted to immediately suppress any kind of voice that will be represented in Pasadena.
Yeah, I arrived a little bit later than her, and by the time I sort of gotten out of my car and started walking towards the area, I was immediately profiled and stopped by a few officers who told me without question that I would be arrested for trespassing if I did not get on the other side of the street immediately. And they were pretty aggressive in making sure that we moved away from the auditorium steps. And then later I also witnessed the man that she spoke of. I saw that his mouth had been bloodied and that his child had been hit. And he identified to me on video the officer that had struck them.
Wow. And so Vicente Fox, you said he was speaking as part of a distinguished speaker series. Was this just like something for the city of Pasadena? Or like what was the context of this? Because it's such a, it seems so, when I heard that it was even around Vicente Fox speaking, I was like, it just seemed really random and bizarre.
Right. I think other people who speak in these series are like, you know, tech icons and like, or like authors or like professors. So like, it was really odd that Vicente Fox was actually a part of it. And then that just kind of showed like what kind of audience this has, which we saw when we were flyering over there, which was mostly like upper class, people who have the time and the money to go to these like distinguished series. It was
set the past $500 ticket.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh wow. Okay. Wow. So, yeah. So it was not a public event
by
any means.
That sounds... I told the officer I was looking for the box office. He says to me, there's no tickets for you.
Oh, wow.
he saw basically the patches on my jacket. So this isn't the place for you. It's over there.
Wow.
And pointed across the street.
Wow. Okay. So it sounds like they were kind of having the same approach. You know, Vicente Fox famously said that in his presidential campaign, that he would, you know, take care of the Zapatista problem in 15 minutes. And it sounds like this is sort of the approach that the Pasadena PD was taking to this protest, was like, we are just going to shut this down. Like, we're going to take care of this at all costs. And, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, being from Oakland, Northern California, the context in LA is really unfamiliar to me, mm-hmm. And I'm sure to a lot of our listeners. So what's sort of the general context of political organizing and of police repression in LA? And, you know, you mentioned that Pasadena is not a familiar space for you all, right? Yeah.
We are in this.
Right. So what, if you could just talk to us a little bit about sort of the general context of repression in the LA area and how this kind of fits into a broader landscape.
Mm-hmm. In LA, I feel like a lot of the cops are kind of on edge after the riots and the whole Rampart District case. And since then, yeah, I think there's been a lot of attention on the LAPD, like public attention after the Rodney King incident. So they've been kind of careful. You know, I feel like that's the general energy, and like the police chief of LAPD have been on, you know, like telling the media that they're totally supportive of, you know, people exercising their First Amendment rights, and generally they've been like playing that role. Mm-hmm. And so in LA specifically, there have been like, you know, midnight ambushes or whatever, but like for the most part, they've been very like orderly, I would say. Like, there's usually like a captain like calling his dogs in and like giving them orders and pointing out like, okay, get that person. But like this case, the Pasadena case, it was completely different. Like, I saw no like chief assigning, like ordering anybody to do anything. It was just one cop who just lost his shit and just started attacking people at random.
For more information about the case and about ways you can support the Foxy 6 defense team, visit foxysix.tumblr.com.